The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, welcome back to Valley Falls. We got a little action going on right here. Let me kind of get you up to speed. The opening tip-off just happens. Zach Evans runs down the court and lays it in. And now Perry comes down the court, throws up a three. We are a couple of seconds into the game, and it's 3-2. Perry in front already. Welcome back to Valley Falls, everybody. With Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio, Tom Counts with you here courtside. The Valley Falls Dragons Boys Invitational Tournament. Game two here tonight. Driving in, the shot's going to go up for Valley. No good. Offensive board, Zach, no. Offensive board, Zach, yeah. So Zach Evans will have a couple of buckets, putting Valley in front at 4-3. We got a nice crowd here. It was a good crowd for the first game. Good crowd here for the second. Here's another three-point shot up for Perry. Won't go. And we're going to have a foul on the floor by Valley Falls and Grant Meyer. Let's take a look at the starters. First of all, four. The Perry LeCompton Collins Center head coach, Matt Simmons. You'll know one of his assistant coaches, Todd Gish, had a nice chat with him before the game. For Perry, it's going to be Kale Gorski and Cameron Nipper, Gunner Ball. You're also going to have Jack Golden and Eli Dean. Perry with the basketball left side brings it over to the wing for the running one-handed shot. Is up. Counted plus one. Nice shot. Give the bucket to Nipper. And he's going to come with a plus one. As the foul is going to be on Valley Falls, John Frakes. It will be his first team foul, too. Starting for Perry LeCompton tonight. First starting for Valley Falls tonight, you're going to have Hayden Kearney and Zach Evans, Grant Meyer, Bayer Coleman, and John Frakes. The free throw for Knipper is up and good. It is a 6-4 lead. And now, the steal by Perry, solo back by Valley. These two teams are some high-intensity basketball in the opening minute and a half of the game. Here comes Valley Falls. They're in their home whites here this evening, the Dragons, with gold lettering a trim. Here's a feed down to the baseline, and it's going to be off John Frakes. Back in to come to Perry LeCompton. Perry in their very traditional Perry LeCompton royal blue, KU blue, if you will, with white lettering and trim. The swing over to the right side, driven all the way to the baseline. Now the feed underneath, and the shot is going to be up and good. The bucket by Gunner Ball, and it is now 8-4, Perry. 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. Valley Falls swings it around to the left side. Trapped in the corner. Skip pass will come in. The running shot is up and good. Two more. Zach Evans, he's got his team's entire 6 points. It is 8-6. And now the ball is coming up the floor. Great intensity on the Valley Falls defense is going to force a travel. Eli Dean is going to turn it over. It will come back to Valley Falls. Obviously, the crowd, a partisan Valley Falls crowd, although Perry LeCompton, they brought fans in some pretty good numbers because, gosh, I mean, how far could it possibly be? 15 miles, you know, maybe, to Perry or to Lecompton. Lecompton maybe a couple of miles further. Here's the pass, mill rejected, and the outlet down the court is just a little too long. Huge block by Eli Dean, and then as he comes down with the basketball, they tries to outlet it down the floor, but had just a little too much stuff on it. It gets away down the floor. Perry is going to make his first two substitutions of the game. And we're going to pick them up right now. Coming in for Perry Lecompton is going to be Ty Williams. And also coming into the game is going to be Tyler Reed. Valley with the basketball, trying to get by a pair with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. They try to feed down low to the big man, but it's going to be knocked away. This time the outlet down the floor will be taken down the left side. A running baseline, two misses. Rebound tipped again, and Valley Falls clears it down. These teams are running. They are shooting. They are so high energy. Here's a baseline three that's no good. And after the rebound was cleared down by Perry's Ty Williams, we're going to have an over-the-back foul call. So Williams comes down with a basketball, and over the top of him is going to go Grant Meyer. Meyer picking up his second foul of the game. Team foul three, Valley Falls. So far, Perry Lecompton has not committed a foul. 4:15 to go in the first. Here's a baseline corner three. Count it from deep in the right corner. That's Gunner Ball, and he's got five. That will extend the Perry Lecompton lead to 11-6. 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Shot from the outside for three won't go, and another rebound for Perry. Ty Williams sweeps it down again. And flying up the floor, Perry Lecompton drives into the lane. And this time we're going to have an offensive foul. He drove into the lane. The defender slid across in front of him, got himself planted. And we're going to have a foul in the middle on Gunner Ball. It'll be his first, and that's the first foul tonight by the cause. Kansas leads Kansas State with 7:47 to go by a couple of points, 59-57. If you're keeping track of what's going on out in Manhattan, Kansas down the ball, stolen, driving down. Oh, it's a windmill! Oh, my goodness! Highlight reel material, baby, as coming down the court. He took the ball, stole it, brought it to his knees, rotated the right arm, the windmill, and the jam, 13-6. Perry Lecompton. Wow, what a play. Highlight stuff. And now they're going to outlet it to the other end of the court. Bring it off on top. Thinking about the three, but they'll change their mind. It comes back on top again. The feed over to the left block. Perry with the basketball. In and up. Won't go. Rebound. Valley Falls. Dragons dodge it right there. And are able to come up the floor with the basketball. Still within 7 and 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Skip pass is going to go over to the left side. The ball batted away for a moment, rescued by Valley Falls, and they're going to dribble it back out to the top again. Around the right side with it is going to be Hayden Kearney. He'll dish it into the corner. That's going to be Coleman. Up, no, rebound. Perry Lecompton. Coming up with the basketball and walking it up the floor is going to be Cameron Knipper. Quickly over to the right side. The contact, a flop, no foul called. Back out on top. Here's a rainbow three. Too hard. And the rebound underneath. Dragons. That's going to be stolen back and put up and in by Perry. Gunner Ball with seven. And that is going to bring a Coach Gassmeyer timeout. Tio on the floor for the Dragons at 2:15 to go in the opening quarter. It is Perry Lecompton 15. Valley Falls 6.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Coming out of the Valley Falls timeout, Dragons will have it in play from the backcourt, and it will be brought up unobstructed by Hayden Kearney. The defenders will meet him at midcourt. Coming up there to check him as he gets across the time is going to be Tyler Reed. Crowley with the basketball left top side. They'll swing it over in front of the call bench. Now into the lane. The ball loose on the floor. Saved by Valley. A little hop, a little bunny hop. No travel called. And a layup is going to be up and good as Zach Evans has eight of his team's 8 points. How about that? With a minute 46 to go. First quarter. 15-8. The ball knocked away. Valley Falls is going to steal it. Coming down the court. The shot rejected off the backboard. Oh, another huge play by Gunner Ball. And now we're going to have the official stopping play for a minute. I think I'm going to make sure that everybody's okay because there was a bunch of action. And one of the Paralacompton guys, Kale Gorski's coming up kind of rubbing his eyes a little bit. I don't know if he got maybe poked in an eye or something, but looks like he's kind of getting it shaken off. He's on the bench right now. Seems to be pretty okay. Minute 20 to go in the opening quarter. 15-8. Paralacompton in front. Here's a baseline three. Set sail too strong. Rebounding it down as Valley Falls. Clearing it away for the Dragons will come Carter Pickerel. And as the Dragons come across midcourt, we're going to get a foul. The whistle is going to be on Perry's Cameron Knipper. His first team foul, too. It's still a 15-8 game with 1 minute to play in the opening quarter. Valley Falls trailing here at home in their own tournament. Cutting into the lane, the 12-foot shot rims out, no good. Offensive rebound through three defenders is followed up at home. That was a great job by Pickerel. Nicely done, Carter Pickerel. His first 2 points, 15-10. Valley Falls battling tough, half a minute to go in the first. The feet into the lane, over to the baseline left, 8-foot jump shot up, no good. Offensive board rotating, and the shot is away and in. Kind of read for two. 17-10. Cause with the lead. Dragons with the basketball. Probably looking at a final shot of the opening quarter. 14 seconds. 13 seconds. Comes out topside. Goes into the lane. There's some contact and a foul will be called on the floor. About midpoint between the free throw line and the rim. This is going to roll over and let us know that the third foul of the opening quarter on Paralacompton is going to be on Ty Williams. Silver Valley Falls, two fouls on Meyer, one on breaks for Perry, Nipper, Ball, and Williams, each with one. Valley brings it in with 11. 8 seconds now to go in the first. They lose the handle, pick it up at six. Driving into traffic with three, and a jump ball called at 3.5 seconds. Possession going to go to Valley Falls, so they will be putting it in play at their baseline. Cause are going to go to the 2-3 zone here. Interesting. 3.5 to go. The lob comes out on top. 2 seconds. Off-balance shot. Does hit the backboard, but isn't close to the rim, and we've come to the end of the first. One quarter in the book in game two tonight. Time out of the four. It is Paralacompton 17. Valley Falls 10.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Jefferson County North basketball team, I think, may have some of us stuck around for a little bit of this second game, but I think they're beginning to head to the exit. There is school tomorrow, you know. I mean, for goodness sake, it's nearly 8 o'clock, and there's probably homework to be done, studying to be taken care of. Got to get your school clothes laid down for tomorrow, your shoes polished. Books put in the book bag. All that stuff. Welcome back, everybody, to Valley Falls. Second game of the night here at the Valley Falls Boys Invitational Tournament. Going to the second quarter, 17-10, Paralacompton leading the Dragons here in their home gym. Now the cross-court passes. Perry had brought it in to begin the second quarter. The cross-court pass stolen by Valley Falls, and back up with it, Dragon basketball. 8 points for Valley Falls leads the way by Zach Evans, and 8 points for Perry LeCompton leads the way for Cameron Knipper. Over to the right side, here's a set shot, three, it's up and partially deflected. Coming up short, back up with it will come the cause. Perry down the left side, stopping on the side of the lane, brings it back out on top, push pass over to the right side. They're going to forsake the three-point shot, and Kyler Reed will bring it over to the left wing. He'll head for the baseline, the feet in the middle, and the layup is good. Kale Gorski, way up above the rim, just kind of laid it over the front edge. It is now 19-10. And we are a minute into the second quarter. Driving in, Valley Falls, and prior to the shot, the official very emphatically indicating the foul is committed on the floor by Perry LeCompton. It's going to be the first foul of the game for Tyler Reed for Perry. Perry LeCompton, assistant coach Todd Gish, I mentioned. Nice chat with him prior to the game. Many of you will remember him as he was here at Valley Falls for some time. Delightful young man. Inside seven to go in the first half. Cause with a 19-10 lead. Valley Falls with the basketball. Hoping to cut into that a little bit. Skip pass is going to go over to the left side. They're rotated on top. Now here's a three. Way too strong. And a rebound going to be cleared away by Perry. They'll drive down. Go in traffic. Go up. Can't get it, but drawing a foul. This whistle probably on Zach Evans is who will get the call. Zach will have foul number one, team foul four for the Dragons, and coming to the line, Perry LeCompton is going to send Eli Dean. Eli looking for his first point in the game tonight. It is up and good. That will make it 20-10. Eli's second rolls out, but followed up and in, put back by Gunner Ball. So it's 22-10. 6:20 to go in the first half. Going to be slapped out of bounds by the cause. Valley will have it in play once again down at the baseline. Checking back in for head coach Gatzmeyer, who's starting five, John Frakes. John, the biggest guy on the floor for Valley Falls. Not necessarily the biggest guy on the floor for either team. Now here driving in, that's going to be an offensive foul. You can, I suspect in the background you can hear the very loud thud of bodies cascading to the floor. Second foul of the ball game for Zach Evans, and here comes Perry LeCompton, but as they bring the ball in play, Coach Simmons says, you know what, let's talk. He's going to take a timeout, Joseph. We're going to do it. A break in the action here on KAIR-FM. Horton Atchison with 6:17 to go in the half. It is Perry LeCompton 22, Valley Falls 10.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We come back here. Perry LeCompton putting the ball in play, and as quickly as it comes in, the official way away from everyone and away from the play, down to the baseline, makes a very clear offensive foul call, and it's going to be on Perry LeCompton's Kale Gorski. So for Kale, it'll be foul number one. Team fouls are now even at five each, and here comes Perry LeCompton up the court for the Dragons. They're already looking at an uphill battle, down a dozen. And here's a cross-court pass. Uh-oh, look out. Down the floor. The alley-oop off the rim twice. And it won't go in. That was Perry getting really cute. I'll describe that for you better here in a minute. It's on the other end of the floor. Valley Falls is going to transition, hit the bucket, and a plus one. Hayden Kearney hits the bucket, draws the foul, comes to the line. Foul is going to be on Jack Golden. What had happened down court a minute ago? Perry with a breakaway. It was stolen by and brought down the court by Gunner Ball. He's the guy with the windmill jam a minute ago. He had a trailer, big guy behind him. So ball goes in and up. throws the ball up off the backboard from above the square, and his teammate trailing him leaps in the air, takes it off the bounce off the backboard to dunk it, and kind of misgauged it a little bit. That was going to be another crazy play, but that did not quite pan out. And it's now a 22-12 game. The free throws not go in, and back up with it is going to come Perry. 22-12, Perry LeCompton. And now on the other end of the floor, another foul. This game is really degenerated into a competition of fouls, and now it's going to be a competition of free throws. The free throw, the foul by Thayer Coleman, and the first free throw is going to be up and will not go in. One more shot coming up here. This one is going to be good. So the bucket by Eli Dean, he will get the second one, not the first. It is now 23-12. We've got 5:20 to play in the first half of the second game. Skip pass over to the right side is batted away, nearly stolen by Dean, but he couldn't quite control it in. Was able to dislodge it and knock a three from the Valley Falls player, but could not control it inbounds. It gets away into the crowd. Back it'll come in again to Valley Falls. Dragons find the cutter on the left side. Look to feed it off underneath, and now the ball is on the floor. Players jumping on it and covered up by Perry LeCompton. We got to see the cause. Football team, extremely good. Jack Golden, one of those guys, looked like he was picking up a fumble down there. He just covered up the ball and wrapped himself around it like an armadillo. 23-12. It will be coming into Valley Falls. Perry in front, 11 points. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Dragons left side, set three. Little wide to the right side. Going to go out of bounds on the fly. And it will belong once again to Perry LeCompton. Much like in the first game, a team from the Northeast Kansas League and a team from the Big 7 meeting. We're going to see Valley Falls shift defensively into the 2-3 zone. Here's a head fake right side going in. Little jumper from the baseline right is up and good for Cameron Knipper, and he's in double figures with 10. 25-12, 4:38 to go, second quarter. And as Mayor Coleman was driving the right side, a defender reached in, tried to knock the ball free, but instead, it was just a matter of Ty Williams picking up his second foul. Both teams are going to be moving into the 1-1 with 4:35 to go in the second quarter. And coming to the line is Mayor Coleman. Sends it up and in. First point tonight for Thayer. One more shot. Coleman taking plenty of time. Sends it off the back of the rim. It's no good. Rebound is tipped out, and Perry will control it down. 25-13. We're at 4.5 to go in the first half. Perry will go over to the left side, now over to the right. The three-point shot, way too strong. The Valley Falls rebound to get down. Here comes Zach Evans. Zach, full tilt, running down the court. In and up, too hard off the backboard. The rebound is going to be long, taken away by Perry LeCompton. They'll fly up the floor. Bringing it down the right side. The running one-hander, too strong. Rebound batted around, and as they were swinging at the ball, somebody commits the foul, and it's going to be against a Perry player. And we will walk once again to the other end of the court where Valley Falls will come to the line one plus. It's going to be the first foul of the game tonight for Perry LeCompton's Eli Dean. 8 fouls for Perry LeCompton. Only one guy with 2. For Valley Falls, Thayer Coleman at the line. He's 1 of 2 tonight. That's where he's gotten his only point of the evening. Now he's 2 of 3. One more shot coming up for Thayer. Coleman, one of only a trio of seniors on Coach Katzmeyer's squad this season. Free throw in, out, off the rim a couple of times. No good. Rebounding it down. Perry LeCompton and Kale Gorski. 25-14. We go inside 4 minutes to go, second quarter. With 2 minutes to go in the ballgame, Kansas leads Kansas State 70-69. Over to the left side, little two-handed layup. It's going to be up, and a power move by Gorski gets his fourth point. 27-14. Dragons up the court at 3.5 to go in the half. They'll dump it right side, Zach Evans. Top side, Hayden Carney. Carney doubled up in some traffic. Gets rid of it. Probably falls, works the top side. It cuts across the lane at the free throw line. Now down to the baseline, and as the hook shot goes up, we're going to get a blocking foul call. 3:19 to go. First half, 3:19 to go, and at the line for Valley Falls, it'll be Zach Evans. Zach has not scored yet in the second quarter. He had 8 in the opening quarter to lead his team. Free throw, yes. One more shot coming up here for Zach. 3:19 left. Second one off the back and no, and then lost out of bounds off the fingertips of Gunnar Paul. It'll be Valley Falls basketball. They'll bring it in. Trailing by a dozen. They'll drive into the middle of the lane. Lots of traffic. They'll push it off on top. Going into the lane. The layup is up and off the mark. Rebounding it down. Pair to Compton. They'll fly. Shot. No, they're going to pull it back down. Thought he was going to take a shot there. Did not. Inside 3 to go in the half. The dish left. Passing up the 3. Going in an offensive foul. That was an absolutely outstanding job by John Frakes to get inside, secure his position, place himself solidly, and draw the offensive foul. It's going to be the second foul of the game for Eli Dean for Perry LeCompton. 2 minutes and 54 seconds to go in the opening half. 27-15. Here comes Valley Falls down a dozen. Up 4 with it, and around to the right side is going to be Hayden Carney. Looks it into the middle of Frakes. Frakes comes back out top of the key. Zach thought about the 3. Doesn't. Goes back left side, Hayden. He'll rotate, shoot, and score it. That was a tough shot. Looked easy for Hayden Carney, picking up his fourth point tonight. It is 27-16. 2.5 to go. First half. And as he drives down the baseline, Perry LeCompton's Eli Dean gets fouled. That's not Eli. Let me fix it. That's going to be Jack. That's Jack Golden. Jack Golden gets fouled. Bear Coleman has foul number 2. Team foul 7 for Valley Falls. Golden is at the line. His free throw is not good. One more shot coming for Perry LeCompton's senior, Jack Golden. Big guy, right-handed shot, rattles out, and goes straight up and in again. So Golden will have his first point of the game. It's 28-17. We're 2:20 to go. Down the floor, Dragons over left side. Way up top side, but it's going to be Hayden. Carney and Zach Evans now just kind of running it side to side. That's it. Get out all the way to the wing. Now it's going to be batted away. Recovered in the backcourt by Valley Falls. Might have been a double dribble. No whistle on that. Back into the lane. The skip underneath. The big man in and up. Nice power move. John Frank's first bucket. 28-19. And Valley Falls battling back. They made it a single-digit deficit at a minute 47 to go. Cutting over to the left side of the lane. There's no room. Back to the outside. The wide open 3 is going to be up. No good. Rebound underneath. Cleared away by Valley Falls and Zach Evans. 1:35 to go. First half. Valley down floor with it. Little skip pass comes over to Zach. Pair to Compton. And that player, defense now, comes over to the right side. Valley will drive into the lane. Skip pass back over to the right to Zach. Evans pushes it off on top. Not handled cleanly, so the defense got there before. There was a chance for Hayden Carney to take the three-point shot. Now here's a long 3 left side. Hits the back and long rebound. It's going to be taken down the court. On the other end, the two-handed dunk. Plus 1. Cale Gorski on the breakaway. Now coming down the court, Zach Evans thought he was going to be able to stop him, but I'm telling you what. Gorski's much bigger than him, too big. He had interior position, and not only does he throw it down, draws a foul, it'll be the third foul of the game by Zach, and coming to the line with a chance at the three-point play. Perry LeCompton. They push their lead back to 11. The free throw makes it 12, and Gorski has his seventh point tonight. 31-19, and we are at 1 minute to go in the half. Connie with the basketball, topside, Hayden. Kearney over to Grant. Meyer starts to the left, goes back to the right, comes now off on top, skips it over to the free throw line, spatted away, Sue's on the board, trying to get the ball, and now we're going to get a little push, and the foul on Valley Falls. A little frustration by Valley. 48 seconds to play here in the first half. Perry LeCompton's going to walk it up. They're going to just put it in the icebox. Is that what they're doing? Working against a 2-3 zone. They'll dump it left. Back on top. Now the feet underneath. Up to the top again. Open three. Hits the back of the rim. It's no good. And a rebound is going to go out of play, and it is off Valley Falls. Still 24 seconds to go. First half. Cause bring it in, topside. Way out on top. Rolling time down. 20 seconds. 15 seconds. Kansas State tied in the last minute of the game now. 9 seconds. Back out on top. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound. Valley. 1 second. That's the half. So Valley Falls does not allow that final score by Perry LeCompton, and these teams go to the locker room. We'll be back to summarize the half for you at intermission. Perry LeCompton 31, Valley Falls 19.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
We got your Valley Falls dance team getting set to introduce tonight's entertain a nice crowd here at halftime. And let me recap the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Perry LeCompton, 31 points in the opening half. Double-digit scoring for Cameron Nipper with 10. 9 so far for Gunner Ball. It's 7.5 for Kale Gorski. Following then, you've got both Tyler Reed and Eli Dean with a couple apiece and 1 for Jack Golden. For Valley Falls, 9 for Zach Evans. Hayden Kearney, 4. You then have Thayer Coleman, John Frakes, Carter Pickerel with 2. We'll be back bringing you the second half live at intermission score. Perry, 31. Valley Falls, 19. Back we go to Joseph for yet another terrific halftime.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC.
With six crunchy beef tacos plus a pound of potato Olays? Our six-pack and a pound is perfect for date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, camping, tailgates, payday, birthdays, or any day that ends in Y.
The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got Sports Look on a special night. Tomorrow, join us for Sports Look immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20, where Tom and Gus Kautz will discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Thursday, we have a couple of interesting things occurring as well. The Coaches Insight shows will air at 4 p.m. Thursday evening, because at 5:30 p.m. we've got Baker and Benedictine matching up in the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime around 7:30. Friday brings us back to high school basketball and the Valley Falls Tournament, as we'll have ACCHS versus Oskaloosa at 6 o'clock. At 7:30, we'll have the Valley Falls Boys versus the Rossville Dogs. Coming up Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action again as they play host to Park. 2 p.m. is the scheduled time at this time. 4 p.m. is the scheduled time for the men's game. Although stay tuned, those times might be changing. I'll be back in just a moment.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some finals to report. We have Atchison High beating Jackson Heights with a resounding 74-21 victory in the boys' game earlier. In the Marhill Mount Academy Maranatha game was fortuitous for Marhill Mount Academy with 53 points on their side. Maranatha only had 44. In the Marysville-Hiawatha game, it was Marysville boys 49 to Hiawatha's 38. And in the game that you heard earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had JCN top Jeff West 50-43. In the only girls' score that I could find tonight, I've got Troy beating Axtell 54-28. Currently, at the end of regulation, actually with 4 minutes and 43 seconds left in overtime, it is Kansas State Wildcats 74 to Kansas Jayhawks 72.
Are you always on the go? When you bank with Union State Bank of Atchison, they're always on the go with you. Whether it's a demanding job or getting the kids to music lessons, you need banking solutions that go where you are. And Union State Bank of Atchison meets that need. Not only do they offer the convenient USB mobile app, but with 8 USB locations across the region, you're always close to friendly service. Stop by one of their locations no matter where your crazy life takes you today. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 33 tonight under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 41. Overcast. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Chance for mixed precipitation. Lows dip down to about 29. Mid-30s Thursday, upper 30s Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Checking the recently verified weather station up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club. We've got 35.2 degrees Fahrenheit, no wind. Relative humidity is sitting at 86%. The barometric pressure is steady at 28.89 inches of mercury. The dew point, 31 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels-like temperature out there right now of 35. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msesports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports. Daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, good to have you back with us here in Valley Falls, Kansas. We go to the second half. Quick shot is up off the rim once and twice, and it rolls in. Give that one to Zach. He's got 11, and it's 31-21. Here's a shot of feet across. The shot goes up, and it won't go in for Perry Compton. Valley Falls is going to rebound it back down, and here they come. Over to the left side with it. Got Dragons with the basketball. They are down by 10. We're in the opening minute here in the second half. Good to have you back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Studio. He's also your halftime host. Here's a feed to the middle. Jump shot. Rattles out, but we get a foul on the floor. The official very clearly indicating that it was not on the shot, but it was, in fact, on the floor. It's going to be on Eli Dean. I got it for three. It'll be his third, and it'll be the first foul of the second half by either team. 31-21. Inbound it comes. The shot goes up and misses. The inbound play was well designed. And now the outlet pass up to the floor for Cameron Knepper and took his eye off the ball. He was looking for another one of those spectacular highlight reel dunks. And I think he was busy kind of measuring his step. Lost the ball. Back up with the Whitcomb Valley Falls. 6:40 to go in the third. Dragons push it up topside. Going to be Grant Meyer with it. Grant dumps it over to the right side. Trying to get into the middle is going to be Thayer Coleman, and we'll have a foul by Perry LeCompton. It'll be their second foul of the second half. And it's going to be the second foul of the game by Kale Gorski. Back in it comes. Around to the left side. And no shot. Cross court pass stolen. Here it comes. Down the floor. The throwdown. Cameron Knepper is going to punch that one home. It is 33-21. And we've got 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Driving down the right side, the ball is going to be dished into the corner. The baseline shot is up, rims out, no good. Rebounding down, cost. Here to come. It's a one-on-two break. He's going to take this thing all the way to the baseline, put shot up off the window, no good. Tipped up, no good. Rebound, Valley Falls. Back the other way it comes, and down to the baseline, falling away. No, on the shot. Rebound, cause. Back up the floor with the McCullough, Perry the Compton. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Cutting into the lane, the dish over to the left. We're going to have an offensive foul. Driving into the middle, the foul is going to be on Gunner Ball. That'll be his second foul. Valley Falls has come out playing nicely here in the third quarter. 5:31 to go in the third. Valley Falls will walk the ball up the court. Now jump it over to the right side. All the way it goes to the baseline. The shot up off the window is soft. Offensive rebound followed up and too strong. Second rebound is going to be pulled down. Nice time by Perry to Compton. Here comes Gorski. Outlet right side. That's going to be Nipper with it. Brings it off on top. Gets it to Eli Dean back over to the right side. Nipper puts the three up on his way and good. 15 points. Cameron Knepper. And it's 36-21. We go inside 5, and we're getting a Valley Falls timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, to be precise, 4:55 to go in the third quarter. It is Perry LeCompton 36, Valley Falls 21.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Five to go in the third quarter here in Valley Falls in game two tonight. The Dragons and the Cause. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph at the studio. Tom Couch with you here. 36-21. Perry the Compton in front. They've led throughout the game. They've led by as many as 13 early in the first half. Now up 15 here. And they have been really, really tough. They've outscored Valley 5-2 in this relatively low-scoring third quarter. Now the ball is stolen. It's going to go the other way, and the driving layup is up and good for Gunner Ball, and he's at 11. 38-21. Now a 17-point lead for the Cause. We're at 4:27 to go, third quarter. Hayden Carney will have it up top side. A little back-and-forth seesaw, kind of a dribble. Shot is going to be up. Nope. Rebound, Perry. Looking down the court as he brings it down, Gunner Ball dishes left. The drive to the baseline. Valley does a good job of cutting it off. The shot goes up, misses, but the follow tip is good. Eli Dean. 40-21. And right now, doing the math here, 9-0 run for Perry. Little backdoor play, and Valley Falls is going to turn it over. Out, quiet, down the floor. The layup is good. Nipper with another one, 42-21. And we're at 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Working back down the floor, Valley Falls. See what Perry's shown. They've shown some talent. They've got great size and speed. They are a good team coming into the ballgame tonight at 6-3. Valley Falls coming in tonight at 5-4. Here's a feed underneath, left side layup, up and good. Jack Golden. Pushes it now to 44-21. We're going to have a timeout taken as Perry the Compton continues to stretch. They are on now a 13-0 run. Taking a break. 3:13 to go in the third. It is all Cause. 44-21 over the Dragons. 3:13 to go in the third quarter. The crowd's sticking around really well tonight. Don't forget, we're going to be right back down here Friday. Again, on K-Radio tomorrow night, we're going to have Sports Look. Gus and I'll be bringing you that right after Ryan Hagan and the K-Radio Evening Report. So by, 20-ish. Depends on how many stories that break between now and then, and Brian will be covering them all for you, so you'll get all that hot news. So tomorrow's Sports Look, Thursday night, it'll be Benedict and Ball, Ravens in Baldwin City. Ladies game 5:30, guys game 7:30. Friday night, right back here for games at 6 and 7:30. And then on Saturday, at a TBA tip-off, they're working on rescheduling the time a little bit. It'll be Benedictine and Park up in the Nova Gymnasium. Valley Falls with a basketball, trailing at 44-21. Here's a little baseline jump shot. Rolls across the back of the rim, and it won't go in. Rebound's going to be cleared down by Perry to Compton. They'll come up with it, and here's Eli Dean. He'll swing it over to the right side. Ty Williams has come in. The pass knocked away by Valley Falls. Here come the Dragons, and the outlet pass up the court's thrown away. It's going to go back to the left side. Down the floor, Eli Dean, Perry. Feeds in the middle. Runner, no. Rebound, Valley. The board cleared down by Carter Pickerel. And as Valley Falls comes up the court, we're going to get a whistle and a foul. That will be the third foul of the game for Gunner Ball. And here comes Valley Falls putting it in play right near the scorer's table. 2:22 to go in the third quarter. We have topside with it. It's going to be Valley and Hayden Carney. They'll take it down to the baseline. On the floor one time, backing away. The shot is up. Rolls around and in. Pickerel for two. And the scoring streak is finally broken at, 13. Here's a feed over to the baseline right. Cause, head fake shot. Yes, plus. So a couple of head fakes drew that defender off his feet. Going up with a shot, making it strong. K.O. Gorski has 9 and a chance at double figures as Valley Falls will commit the foul. For the Dragons, Flint Seymour. Is that right? Free throw is good. Here comes Valley Falls up court with it. And a turnover. 47-23. Collins will take it over to the right side again, and now feed underneath. A little reverse layup behind his head is going to be up and off the back of the window, and good. The lead continues to stretch. Kale Gorski having a huge third quarter. He's now at a dozen points tonight. Long three. Dragons from the outside. With a minute 24 to go in the third quarter. Long, long shot. Knocking it down is going to be Carter Pickerall. 49-26. Baseline right. Up the window and good. Two more points for Gunner Ball. And now these two teams just kind of going back and forth. Hitting it left and right. Deep into the corner, it goes now. Toward the right side of the lane, up to the free throw line, spinning in, going in, shot up, and a foul called on Perry LeCompton. Again, it'll be free throw shot. That's going to be the fifth foul by Perry LeCompton here in the second half. Valley Falls has only committed one third quarter foul. And back to the free throw line, as that is the fourth foul tonight on Gunner Ball. The first free throw is going to be up and good for Hayden Kearney. Hayden picking up his fifth. Coming to the free throw line, Hayden. 51-27. Official taking a long time. He's given a lot of instructions to the guys out of the court. And that shot will not go in. Coswell rebounded down. It remains a 51-27 lead. We're in the last minute now of the third. Back right to the left side. Perry with a basketball. Comes off on top. It's going to be Knipper over to the right side now. They'll work the outside. The feed across is too tall and out of reach for Ty Williams. comes back to Valley Falls with 38 seconds. Walking it up the floor. Valley Falls. He'll take it across at the middle. Holding between the circles. The dish over to the left side. Valley Falls has gone to the bench now. Brought John Freaks back in. We haven't seen a lot of John. He's been in and out of the game. Here's a drive over to the right side. And reaching in. Perry LeCompton picking up a foul. Perry has committed a lot of third quarter fouls. It's going to be their seventh. And Valley Falls is going to be shooting free throws, not only for the last 21 seconds of the third quarter, but the rest of the game, entire fourth quarter. They're going to be at the free throw line. It's a 1-1. First half will not go in. Cause come down with the miss. So Pickerel could not get that one to fall. Here comes over to the right side to Ty Williams. Perry is back on offense. 12 seconds, now 11. They've got everybody above the three-point line, save one guy who's going back and forth across the lane just inside the free throw line. Now, driving into the middle, the shot is going to be up, in and out, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Valley Falls, and they're going to have time expire as the third quarter draws to a close. Fourth quarter coming up here in Valley Falls. Your score after three. Perry LeCompton, 51, Valley Falls, 27.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years' experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
We're going to the fourth quarter here in the Valley Falls Boys Invitational Tournament in Valley Falls, Kansas. Fourth quarter of our second game this evening. Perry LeCompton with a 51-27 lead. They're being paced by Cameron Knipper with 17 points. 13 for Gunnar Ball. It does it for Kale Gorski for Valley Falls, leading the way. Zach Evans, he's got 11. Alternate possession, awards the basketball to the cause, and we're underway. Fourth quarter is going. Around to the left side with it. Perry, here's a long three. Won't drop. Rebound's going to be chipped around and saved by Valley and Hayden Kearney. Hayden into the forecourt. Glides down the right side. Goes into the lane. The ball kind of gets away from him. Cause are going to pick it up. They'll take it down the left side. Knipper with it. He'll launch it long cross court. Back over to the right side. Down near the baseline. And they're going to rotate it around a little bit. Perry LeCompton is gone to the bench. You've seen some new guys in there. Here's a shot from underneath. It's up and no good. Rebound cleared down by Valley. With 7:20 to go in the ballgame, here come the Dragons. The feed will go underneath. Off the right block. Trying to back in. No shot. It goes up. We get a whistle. We got a foul. Foul is going to be on Valley Falls. And again, all of these plays are going to be free throws taken. Every foul for the rest of the game by Perry LeCompton. So, Joseph, just a little FYI, this last quarter might take a little while, depending on how many fouls that we're going to see here. Here's that first free throw, up and good. So, Zach Evans will add to his point total. He's now at a dozen. Second free throw, good also. 13 points, Zach Evans. 51-29, first points of the fourth quarter belong to Valley Falls, where it's 7-11 to go in the game. Feed over to the right side, on the floor once. Jump shot, up wide to the right side, follow shot, up and good. Pushing it back up and in is Ty Williams, seventh player to score for Perry LeCompton tonight, where it's now 53-29. Back top side with the basketball. Valley will have it up to the hands of Thayer Coleman. Thayer dumps it over to Hayden Kearney. 6:40 to go. Kearney, little left-hand dribble, now comes back to the right. Perry staying in a little player defense. Now the motion in the middle, feet underneath. Big guy shot, up no good. Rebound, Perry LeCompton. Here come the calls again. Back down the left side with the basketball. Knipper pushes it over to the left side. No room in the middle for Perry's Colton Knipper. Here's a baseline shot, up no good. And DePaul is going to get away and go out of bounds. four substitutions, I think, going to slowly make their way into the ball game for Perry LeCompton. 6:10 to go. Valley's just going to crank up a three and kiss it off the window and good. That was a good-looking shot. Carter Pickerel at 10. 53-32. The ball is loose underground, and it's going to be picked up by Valley Falls. Here they come. Valley will take it down into the middle. The shot is going to be up, and it's no good. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Perry LeCompton. 5:40 to go. I had to shut it off. Shut it off. 5:40 to go. 53-32. Perry with the ball. They'll start into the lane. Oh, that was a pretty little pass. And rolling the ball up over the right side is going to be Cale Gorski. Gorski with 14 points now. And it is 55-32. Back into the middle, thinking about the 14-footer. There's nowhere to get it away for Zach Evans. He's going to have to bring it back out to Hayden, and Kearney will reset the offense. They'll take it down the right side, out on top, and near travel, no whistle. Graham Meyer goes in, off the window too strong, and a rebound pulled away by the cause, and then sneaking up from behind and batting the ball free and knocking it out of bounds. It's going to be Grant. Valley Falls, having touched it last, with 5:09 to go into ballgame. Perry LeCompton will put it into the backcourt. Perry with this thing well in hand, leading it 55-32. Down the right side is Eli Dean. He'll dump it over to the left side. Ball feeds it down to the baseline. Here's a little fadeaway shot. Nicely done. Eli Dean has a half a dozen. 57-32. Inside 5 minutes to go. And Valley Falls comes down. There's a collision, and it's a player for each team. Ends up sprawled on the floor. The foul is going to be called against Perry LeCompton. It'll be the ninth team foul in the final 1-1 of the game. For Valley, after this, they're going to be shooting 2 shot fouls. At the line for Perry is Ty Williams. Free throw. Rolls around and good. So, one more shot coming up here. Free throw. Got them both. Newly into the ballgame for Valley is going to come Duncan Alvarenga. Here's a shot from the outside. No. Valley back up court with it. Duncan's going to run the ball from the one. Kind of hands it over to Zach Evans near the center circle. Zach will accelerate down the right side, go to the left, put it up on the front of the rim. It's no good. Rebounded down. It's going to be Gorski. Perry down the floor with it, taking it to the right side. It's going to be ball. Loses the hand. It's going to get away, get out of bounds, and it 4:16 to go in the game. It's going to be back again to Valley Falls from deep in the backcourt. We're approaching the midpoint of the fourth quarter. It's going to be batted away over to the right side, and Valley will bring it back off on top. Williams takes his time, directs a little traffic, dribbling with the right hand, directs traffic with the left. Kicks it back. Here's a three. Won't fall. And a rebound again to Perry. Gunner Ball sweeps it down. Outlets it up the court. Going in, going up, missing the ball, missing the tip. Another offensive rebound, though, and Perry LeCompton will back it off on top. Kick it over to Eli Dean. Now the baseline jumper good for Gorski. That puts him at 16 points. 59-34. 3.5 to go. Shot from the outside by Valley. It's coming up short. Perry's going to rebound it down, and here comes Gunner Ball. He'll take it down the right side. Little stutter step. Pulls up. 14-footer. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down by the cause. It's loose on the floor. They're going to get it back over to the outside. Swinging it to the left to Eli Dean. He'll square up for a three. Doesn't get it. We'll get a timeout. Taking a break with Perry LeCompton. Down to 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play. It is Perry, 59, Valley Falls, 34.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank
is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As we return, it'll be Perry LeCompton putting the ball in play from their offensive baseline. 3:12 to go in this game. It comes in to the left side of the lane. No room for a shot. They'll put it out on top. The three is launched and missed. And a rebound coming down to Valley Falls. Coming down the court, 1-on-4. The ball is going to be stripped away. And Grant Meyer was bringing it up court. He's going to have it back on the right side, takes it down to the baseline, stepping inside, the baseline jumper. It's up and good. A couple of more points here for Hayden Kearney, and he is at 7. It is 59-36, three-point shot. Perry, no. Offensive rebound, followed up. Nope. Another offensive rebound on the outside. Perry will work it around. Left-handed 15-footer, not going to get in. And a rebound. Fought for, and is it a foul? Is it a jump ball? What are we going to call here? We are calling a foul. It's going to be on Perry LeCompton. We're going to walk to the other end of the floor. Valley Falls is going to be shooting free throws with 2.5 minutes left in a, 23-point game. First foul tonight for Perry LeCompton's Mason Meyer. Free throws up, no good. Another shot coming up here for Hayden Kearney. Hayden's had a tough time at the free throw line tonight. He's 1-of-4. Way better shooter than that. This one won't go in. Makes him 1-of-5. The rebound cleared away by Meyer for Perry. Calls back up the floor. 2:22 left in the game. For Perry, way up top side with it is going to be Aiden Graves. Graves works around to the left side. Gets it over to the right edge now. Pretty much everybody for Perry, I think, has gotten into the game. That's going to be sophomore Tristan Gordon out there. And he may have picked up this foul. It's not going to be on Tristan. It's going to be on Colton Knipper. Back to the free throw line comes Valley Falls. Back up there is going to come Zach Evans. He's hit 4 in a row and 5 of 6. This one is good. 2:07 to go. One more free throw for Zach. Up. No. Rebound. Perry LeCompton. Colton Knipper brings it down. 2 minutes to play. Around to the left side with it is going to be Colton. Dumps it down to the baseline. The feed over to the block. And you heard the Perry LeCompton crowd. They wanted a crowd favorite to take this shot. Here's a 3. No. Rebound. Valley Falls. And a foul underneath. It's going to be listed on Perry's Tristan Gordon. Tristan's only a sophomore. So Tristan will have his first foul, and we've gotten ourselves down to 1:44 left. Zach Evans back at the line, hits another one. Zach has been really, really good at the free throw line. 17 points tonight for Zach Evans. That ties him for the game leading scoring, and that is going to be 18. That will make him game high, and we will have a Valley timeout. I'm looking over here quickly, Joseph. Is it going to be a rotation timeout? No, they're actually going to be taking a full timeout, so we will also. With 1:44 to go in the game, the timeout finds Perry LeCompton leading Valley Falls 59-39.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
It'll be Perry LeCompton bringing the ball in play from deep in the backcourt, and the inbound work being done by Zach Essman, E-S-S-M-A-N. Zach will bring it in. And I believe that Perry's got pretty much their guys into the game here tonight. Minute and a half to go. Cause will go to the left side. Here's Meyer. Shot is up. A good air. Is a three. Is it a three plus one? It is. Count the bucket for three. A volleyball's foul and a chance at a four-point play for Zach Essman. How about that? Well, it's gotten pretty quiet in here. Zach will send it up. No. So that was a three plus. So that was a three plus, a two shotter off of it. Up and good. Very bizarre. 63-39. And we've got a minute 20 to go. Back out top side, a minute 14, minute 13. Driving in, one-hand runners up, nope. Tipped out, pulled down, Perry LeCompton. 1 minute to play now. Perry will drive down. Quick jump shot, not going to fall in. Valley Falls taking it back. Here come the Dragons going into the lane. The shot rolls around and in. Got it, and one. So another bucket for Zach Evans. What a great night for Zach. He has really, really worked hard out there. Free throw, yes. Completes the three-point play, 63-42. And we're in the last minute here, 50 seconds left. Cause for the basketball, over to the right side, looking into the middle now. The big guy falls and shoots. It rolls down the side of the rim and out. No good. Rebounding it. Here comes Valley Falls. We got a Perry guy out there without a shoe. He's back in the backcourt putting it on. The play goes down the court with nine guys. And look at a shot taken. It won't go in. And another foul called. 33 seconds left. Like the NFL guy making a kick return yesterday who lost his shoe on the return. Kept right on going. You're going to keep right on going, but he stopped, went back, retrieved his Chuck Taylor, and the free throw here is up and in. Back with another point, and that one is going to be short. Rebound, Perry. It is now 63-49, and a two-shot foul committed by Valley Falls. Oh, this last few minutes, Joseph has taken a bit. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Sports Look on Care Radio. Join Gus and me. We're going to keep you up to speed with all the things that are going on. And there is so much to be covering. The free throw here is no good. Got a tournament going on down in McLeod this week. We got tournaments going on next week. We're going to be down at the JCN Girls Tournament next week here on Care. Take a free throw. Not going to go in either. And a rebound out of bounds. It will be Valley Falls basketball. 63-43. It's a 20-point game with 20 seconds left. Valley comes off on top, goes to the right side. You'd think these young guys would be just like airing this thing out. Here's a nice follow-away shot taken. Won't go down. Perry rebounds it away. Essman comes up with the ball. Up the floor with it. No trouble for Graves. Aiden goes left side. Jump shot short. Valley with a rebound. Game is over. Final score tonight in the second game. Perry LeCompton, 63. Valley Falls, 43. We'll return to summarize it for you here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history, while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Oh, tremendous crowds all night long for both games, and a couple of interesting contests. The first game that was kind of close, the second game that wasn't as close. Perry LeCompton winning here the nightcap tonight by 20, 63-43 for Perry. How about this? 17 for Cameron Knipper, 16 for Kale Gorski, 13 tonight for Gunner Ball. He traveled in down to Eli Dean with a half a dozen. Off the bench, Zach Esman with 4. 3 for Jack Golden and Ty Williams, Tyler Reed, each with a pair. 4, Valley Falls, your Bank of Atchison player of the game, man, Zach Evans. How good was he tonight? Then he was 10-13 at the free throw good. He was 22 points on the night good. He was leading all scorers for both teams good. Zach Evans, Bank of Atchison player of the game. Double figures as well for Carter Pickerel, who came off the bench to score 10. 7 tonight for Hayden Carney, and 2 apiece, Fayer, Coleman, and John Frakes. Perry LeCompton moving to 7-3. Valley Falls is now 5-5. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. Game 1 tonight was a 50-43 win for Jefferson County North over Jeff West. Perry LeCompton over Valley Falls in Game 2. Tomorrow night against Sportsbook. Thursday, Benedictine at Baker. Friday, right back here at the Valley Falls Tournament at 6 and 7:30. Saturday afternoon, the Ravens host Park in the Nolan Gym. Can we greet you next time for our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio? I don't know how you kept up with it all, Joseph. You're a magic man. We appreciate it all. Thank you very much. Tom Counts here in Valley Falls saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.